Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
You guys really love that.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show here on a Football Friday. That's Greg Smith and John Lynch. I'm Darren DuPont. Rod Peterson is away this morning. There's the fellas talking football today. We had a really good hour one. Chris O'Leary joined us from the CFL.ca. He's their managing editor and senior writer for CFL.ca. So great. You're going to want to catch that in the podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, Apple Podcasts and the such, and at rodpeterson.com/podcasts. Hour one will be up in a little bit. Welcome to the program. Again, Football Friday. Rod is in Saskatoon. He's going to be on the stage tonight at the Kinsmen Sports Celebrity Dinner with all of the goaltenders. It's the masked men of hockey, and I'll be picking up Cindy. We'll be heading down to Saskatoon a little bit later on. This is going to be fun. Ed Belfour, Martin Brodeur, Grant Fuhr, Bernie Perrant, Glenn Hall. It's going to be really great. So looking forward to that. Tonight, then, we got the Rush game. Tomorrow, they're taking on Colorado. Redemption night. That's going to be fun. And then we'll be sticking around to call the Blades game against the Moose Jaw Warriors on Sunday afternoon.
The DuPont party bus.
So there you go. I've been thinking about that. I need my own plane. What I've been championing for, and not really, I haven't talked to any politicians, I would love to see the super train from, let's say, PA to Weber.
That would be great. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great?
Sensational, yeah.
It'd stop in David Chamberlain and Davidson and Saskatoon, and that's it. Yeah. You get to Saskatoon, go about 350 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
You stop and take you about 45 minutes or less.
Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be great. That'd be awesome. When I'm when this show makes it big, that's what I'll do. That'll be my stamp. It'll be the DuPont Rail right from Regina to Saskatoon.
That'll be in 2 years, eh? When you make it big.
Can you imagine?
Or win a lottery.
Hire
a driver.
There you go. So the DuPont Bullet. Oh, I like that, Alan.
That's great. Beauty.
Coming with fire. The DuPont Bullet from Saskatoon to Regina. Don't call my car that. I don't drive that fast. But we'll get the rail going there. Hey, we're not going to waste any time. Let's go right out onto the video chat and welcome in Gord Randall, who I believe is at school, Sullivan Heights. Good morning, Gord.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you nailed it.
How's the football team? You're the head coach of the Stars. They are the Stars, right?
Yep.
So I see it all the time.
Yeah, it's been a complicated process getting things started. We were brand new to the school, and the school had never had football before. So it's a community. We have a pretty high immigrant population in the community, new immigrants to Canada, and it's been. It's a long building process. There's lots of infrastructure that needs to go in place for a football program at a high school that high schools that aren't used to that specific sport just aren't prepared for. And some things that you don't even think about, like storage space for your equipment. Those things where they aren't already in place can sometimes be a challenge in certain school environments. And so it's a long build. And I one of the things I've learned is, I probably came in with a bit of naivety about how quickly we could really hit the ground at full speed. And I've kind of learned in the first couple of years that it's going to be a bit longer of a build than I had initially hoped, but it's going well. And I hear stories every day from some of our kids about, some of the impact this game makes in their personal lives. It just reinforces why I wanted to go out on a limb and bring the game to a new community to begin with.
No, that's really cool. You're a UBC and Queens alumni.
What do you guys play? Over my shoulder.
What's that? We can see him there. Do you guys play three down or four down? Because a lot of BC football, right, plays four down, don't they?
That's right. So in high school, we play four down ball. We follow national high school football rules from the States. So whatever the high school kids are doing in the States is what we're doing here. So essentially what you would recognize in the NFL game with a few rules modified for younger players. For example, there's pretty strict limitations on chop blocks, those kinds of things. But yeah, in general, we're playing American ball. And so, the guys that move from the high school ranks out to U Sports have a bit of a transition, especially if they've only played high school football here. But in the community ranks, if they started playing at younger ages, they're playing the three down game. So, I mean, for me, when I went out to U Sports, I had played a number of years of the three down game and then just 2 years of high school. So going back to three down wasn't that difficult for me.
I've always thought that's really interesting because you're a big champion of the Canadian football game. I mean, whether it's through Crown Gridiron, you know, and TSN, your work with Jim, which is just phenomenal. I mean, we go back to, what, 2015 when we did those two U Sports playoff football games across Canada on Global when you were up doing color with Jim and I was down on the sidelines. But it's always been interesting that in BC there's a lot of four-down football in high school. Why do you think that is, and do you like it when you're, you know, still a big champion of the Canadian game?
Well, I can tell you one of the origin stories that I've heard in a couple different places, and that's that when amateur football was first starting up in this province, one of the first schools to get it going was Vancouver College, which is still the, you know, the Notre Dame of BC high school football, so to speak. And they were essentially the first program running. So when they were first looking to get going, they were based in the Vancouver area. There was nobody else in the province of BC. So their options for finding competition were pop across the border and drive for an hour, or find a way to get all the way over the Rocky Mountains for whatever that is, 12 hours. And so for them, it was a pretty easy decision at that point in time to start playing in Washington State. And then as new programs were added, they just continued to keep status quo up. I can't confirm for sure whether that's accurate or not, but that's the origin story that I've heard behind it. With regards to the question about the different rules, I've fought back and forth on this a little bit throughout my life. It would be nice to have the Canadian game be consistent across the country. That being said, now that I'm coaching in the four down game, I really do enjoy coaching in the four-down game. I'm not going to say more than the three-down game. You know, I did coach some high school while I was still in Ontario, so I have coached in the three-down game as well. But there's some slightly different structures and things to it. It's just as a coach, you can really structure it as almost a different game. And so I've grown to really love it. One of the main reasons that we continue to use American rules out here is field size. The U.S. game can fit on just a standard size soccer or rugby pitch, whereas you have to have that extra space to properly play the Canadian game. And that's just really difficult to plunk in, especially in the Vancouver area where, you know, space is increasingly at a premium.
Gord Randall joining us on the video chat. He's an analyst on Crown Gridiron Nation on TSN, a teacher and head football coach over at Sullivan Heights. Smitty, you had a question.
Hey, how you doing, man? This is Craig Smith. I just wanted to throw you guys some praise. I think you do such a fantastic job, you, Jim, and Hoagie, with regards to your show, showcasing Canadian kids playing. I think it's fantastic. And, you know, every week, you're just waiting for that episode to come on. And congratulations on the show. The other thing is there anything new coming up with regards to the show?
So you won't see us on air again until we get back into the fall season. Our first episode will be on air back in August. And, you know, I really appreciate the praise, Craig. One of the things that, I've learned in the years doing this is that while we don't necessarily have a large and loud fan base, that makes a lot of noise on social media or whatever, we do have that nice concentrated, group within the Canadian football community. That all is very appreciative of what we do and very supportive of what we do. And, you know, making the jump to the big stage this past year to go to TSN has been huge for us. It's really increased our footprint, and it's been a lot of fun to be a part of, watching the show grow. And I wasn't in right at the very beginning, but this, I think I just finished season 6 for myself. So, you know, I've seen it grow quite a bit from, you know, Darren remembers working with Sully and Wadden and some
the
of the
jackets
that guys had. And oh yeah, the old red Blazers. Wadden still has his. He definitely doesn't fit it anymore, but he still has it. But yeah, it's funny how the show has evolved, because it was quite sticky for a while there, because that's how we were trying to draw eyes, and now it's transitioned to a little bit different focusing on Canadians on both sides of the line, and focusing on being, you know, a little bit more professional national broadcast type of tone to it. But it's been really enjoyable to be a part of.
Gord, geez, I wish it was an hour show.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be happy to be back on anytime. I mean, I'm on a bit of a hard time for me. I'm actually at my school right now. I start teaching in about 10, 15 minutes. So if you start hearing a bell dinging in the background, that's my
That's good. John, you got one.
Do you get much support from the CFL?
We certainly get emotional support from the CFL. I mean, they don't kick in any finances or anything like that, but it's not so much the organization itself that provides a lot for us, but it's the people within the organization. And I mean, you guys probably know that Jim's Rolodex of Canadian football people is like feet thick. So, you know, there's lots of people that are providing us with information, with tips, with feedback. And so there's a lot of support from the community. The CFL certainly doesn't do anything to get in our way by any means, though I wouldn't say that they are providing us with any notable support as an organization, but you know, they do promote some of our stuff on social media platforms and things like that. But it's that's kind of how we're kind of rebranding ourselves, is now that we're in the TSN network, with CFL being a big property of theirs, the focus on Canadians on both sides of the line has made it essentially, you know, CFL draft prep in a lot of cases. And so that's, I think, brings an extra level of value to what we do too.
Mm-hmm. No, that's really cool. Show John, because he's got the Notre Dame shirt on, the Irish. Do you got that? There you go. And I wanted to get into the Cornish Award. This will be, what, the third time that the Cornish Award will be handed out. Really excited. Now you guys have rolled out the flashy Twitter page, and you guys have kept everybody up to date on that. I don't think Nathan Rourke is going to win it for a third year in a row. Chase Claypool's in the discussion, but it's got to be Chuba Hubbard. For those who don't know, the Cornish Award, we had John Cornish on the program earlier on back in the summer, is awarded by these guys every year to the top Canadian player playing NCAA football, correct?
That is correct, yeah. And I mean, it's namesake John Cornish, fantastic running back at the University of Kansas. And one of the great things that we were able to set up with this award is that John himself was on board with the naming of the award, and he comes out to the Canadian Football Hall of Fame in Hamilton every year to help us award it. So that's really lent some legitimacy to it, and it's really starting to take off. But I agree with your assessment. I think that Nathan Rourke is still in the conversation. He had a good senior year, but he's definitely, I would say, a long shot to three-peat as the champion of this award. And it's essentially a two-horse race. I think Chuba will probably take it because the guy made national headlines in the States with his performance this year. So, and I got to say too, his choice to not go into the NFL draft and come back means the hype train, guys, is going to be out of control next fall, especially our program. He probably talked about him a lot this year.
He just wants to go back to back for the Cornish Award, right?
Yeah.
But we're talking Heisman with Chuba Hubbard next year. Are we not?
Yeah, and you know what? I think he actually said that in an interview somewhere where he wanted to do the double dip for the first time ever and do a Cornish and Heisman. But, yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily think he's going to run away with it because Chase Claypool had a fantastic season too. And I do think that Cornish is going to ultimately win the award. But I would not be at all surprised. And, I mean, Craig, you're the scout in the room, but I would not be at all surprised if Claypool ends up being the much more successful pro. This guy is built for the NFL game. His work ethic is phenomenal. I mean, I see him in the offseason out here in the Vancouver area, all over the place, doing various different workouts and football-related activities. He's a fantastic special teamer. You name it, Chase Claypool does it. Great blocker, all of those things. So I have nothing but superlatives for Chase Claypool. I just think that Chuba was just that much more high profile and impactful this past year.
No, that's good. We're looking forward to that. I love following those guys in the NCAA. We don't talk enough about the CFL draft, but is there any names that we should be paying attention to? How much are you following the draft in the CFL?
I am a bit. I mean, that's a mission for me in the spring season, is starting to move into the CFL draft. And I mean, it's... I focus so much, especially this. I mean, U Sports is a natural fall for me. You know, I'm an alumnus of two different U Sports institutions. I naturally keep track of it. Then I focus my attention on the NCAA game through the end of January. So to be honest with you, I'm just starting to kind of transition into my serious CFL draft prep at this point in time. But It certainly looks like an interesting class. One of the things I think we will see in this class is you have a number of very interesting receiver prospects, and even some guys that are falling under the radar. One guy that stands out to me that I think might be undervalued going into this process is Dijon Brissett. The guy that was at Richmond in the FCS for a few years was a star there, transferred to Virginia for his last year of eligibility last year, ran into some injury issues and wasn't as productive as we might have expected. But he's a guy that I think a CFL team will end up finding will be really successful at this level. Josh Palmer, assuming he's in the draft this year from Tennessee, another guy that I think will be transitioned to a really good CFLer as well. There's that bell there I was talking about. Time to wrap it up pretty quick here, but another guy that there's a couple of true center guard prospects, guys that have actually played center guard through their college career. One guy that stands out for me in that area is a guy by the name of Tomas Jock Cardila from Buffalo. And if he can translate to the speed and extra space of the CFL game, I think he's a guy that could transition very quickly and be an impact starter right away on the offensive line.
Good. What are you about to teach?
My first class of the day is Human Geography 12.
Good. Well, we're all over it with these updates, the geography, so we're good. I appreciate that. Gord, have fun in school today, and let's do this again soon.
Yeah, please. I would love to. Thanks, Darren. Thanks, fellas.
All right.
All the best.
Gord Randall, yeah, doing great work with Jim Mullen and the crew over at Crown Gridiron Nation on TSN and with the kids, too, starting up the football program and getting ready to teach. So great having Gord on.
Don't forget Hoagie.
And Hoagie. Oh, yeah. I mean, they do great things. I love it.
Oh, it's, you know, what they do, you know, they obviously present the guy's name and then they show highlights. So you get to see the, you know, it's really good. It's excellent for Canadian kids.
Oh, it's awesome. And now it's on TSN on the network, so you can watch it. Really love that. All right, we're just getting going here on hour two of the program, Football Friday. We're going to get Jeff Reinbold on the line here a little bit later on, too. He's still coming up in hour two, and we'll talk some more XFL football. That's our Capital Automall Universal Collision Center daily poll question. Will you be watching the XFL this weekend? I know I will be. You guys?
Yep.
Yep.
Good. Yep. I want to update our poll question. I'm just pulling up the Twitter feed right now. The Capital Automall Universal Collision Center poll. Will you be watching the XFL? 63% say no thanks.
Wow.
Only 36% say yes.
How about that, eh?
Bring it. That's on Twitter. We'll get our Facebook results from Clark here after this timeout. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Our new inventory has just arrived, and we already want it gone. Costco special member pricing is back. That means massive discounts for Costco members, plus members get a $500 Costco cash card with purchase of select new vehicles. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, welcome back to the Rod Peterson Show on this Friday. I'm Darren DuPont in for Rod Peterson, who is away. He's in Saskatoon getting ready for the Kinsman Sports Celebrity Dinner tonight. We're just texting with him, so we'll see him in a little bit. And then we got Wendell Clark's for lunch tomorrow. Got to pay my debts.
Paying my debts.
I got to be honest, I'm paying them with gift cards, but, you know, it's...
I thought you weren't going to use them.
I don't want to, but he's like, how can you not? Yeah. He's like, you got to, so...
You having the fish and chips?
Must be fantastic, the fish and chips,
so good. So good.
Love to have one.
I can't have fish anymore.
No?
No, it's just, I vomit.
you can't do it?
No.
Any fish? Salmon?
I couldn't believe it. I had a salmon sandwich and whoop, it knocked.
No way.
Yeah, I vomited 5 times.
Oh, you poor guy.
Yeah, so crab, all that, so shellfish. It seems like it's, I don't know about like freshwater fish, but I didn't even know if I want to try. You know,
I wouldn't.
It's not fun.
No.
I was in a hospital. I had what the heck? Oh, shrimp.
Yeah.
I vomited 3 hours.
Oof.
And then went to the hospital. Oof. And then, of course, I almost died, for God's sakes. It was unreal. My heart rate was crazy. My blood pressure was low. It was horrible. So I ain't doing that again. And you know what? I used to love all that stuff. You go to the East Coast on a trip, a scouting trip. Okay, lobster.
No, you can't have it now.
Everybody loves the red lobster, all you can eat shrimp, right?
Yeah.
But the fish and chips there must be fantastic.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah. I love those.
Oh, yeah, they crush up the salt and vinegar chips on there.
I'm going there. I'll have that burger.
I've never had the burger, so maybe I'm going to have that tomorrow. We'll see.
Does he come out and talk to you? Wendell, wander around.
Well, Wendell's not at the... He's not hanging out there. No. Not in Saskatoon, anyway.
See, I'm not big time enough. Nobody's come over and talked to me when I'm
well. It's because you're a star. They want to give you your space. Yeah. That actually reminds me of a story when I was in Mexico. Because you guys have heard it, I'm sure. But I always get the Jason Sudeikis thing.
Yeah.
Right? I always get the Jason Sudeikis thing. Yeah. If I had known we were going to do this, I'd have had the guys pull up a side-by-side. But I always get it. And so we're in Mexico at Ixtapa, and we heard about this place, Frank's, Canadian place. We wanted to watch the hockey, because I can't go in the winter. Yeah. Got to go in the spring, so it's NHL playoffs are on. So it's night, it's dark. We walk over to this place. It's a pizza joint, Frank's. There's nobody in there. There's one other table of people. So walk in, this young kid, local kid, seats us at our table in the back somewhere else, and then this guy comes out, and probably in his 40s, this has to be Frank, right, who owns the place. And he's talking to the other table, and he's shaking their hands, and he's right up to the table. Never came over to our table. All he did was he turned to us as he's walking by and says, he's like, hey, thanks so much for coming in, guys. It's a real honor. Really appreciate it. Means a lot. Hope you enjoy your evening. Like, who does he think I am? Is he a big WHL hockey fan? Loves watching the games on Shaw? No, he must have thought I was...
Jason Sudeikis.
I swear, I couldn't believe it. So I didn't open my mouth. I just said, appreciate that. Never came over the whole night. Did it again. As we were getting up to leave, he made sure he popped his head out. He said, you know, again, real big honor that you guys came in. So I'm like... I'm like, you know, thanks, appreciate that. And I'm like, I better leave a good tip, because now I'm like representing Jason Sudeikis here. If I don't leave a $200 tip, there'll be something on the internet about him being cheap.
No kidding.
Right? So that's why you don't get any treatment at Wendell Clark's.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay? They know.
Can I tell a quick story?
Oh, yeah.
We were scouting River Falls, Kansas City Chiefs, River Falls, Wisconsin. After practice, we go to one of those chains, Chili's or Applebee's, one of them. And Kathy and I are sitting at the bar. And so I had a ring on. It was a BC Lion ring. It's not maybe a huge thing or anything like that. But the guy across the way, he goes, hey. And I look over and he says, you look like, are you that coach that, and he was saying Mooch, the guy in the NFL.
Network. Yeah. What's it? Steve Mariucci.
Steve Mariucci. Steve Mariucci, yeah.
He goes, are you that coach, Steve Mariucci? And I'm there. No. I said, I'm from the Canadian football. He says, man, you look like him. And I look at Kathy and I go, you got to be kidding me. Right. You know, so crazy. But you never know what
exactly. The only other, it happened one other time in Vegas, actually. And I forgot about this. Now it's bringing up all these stories. In Vegas, I got mistaken for him again by a young, by the pool attendant.
Yeah.
So staying at Caesars. And go down in my trunks, and I got my sunglasses on, shirt. And so I think it's the beard. When I shave, I don't really look like him. But in the summertime, I would always keep a little bit of the beard. And I'm walking out, And we walked there, and just before you go into the pool deck, there's a little stand, and you got the pool attendant, and he's got your hands of your towel. You know, swipe your room card, here's your towel. And he looks at me, he's like, "You look familiar." I'm like, "Okay, you know, whatever."
Yeah.
Like, he's like, "Thanks for the towel." He's like, "Enjoy your time." So go out there, sit in the sun all day. As we're leaving, he's like, "You're from that movie." And I'm like, didn't say anything. I'm trying to let him figure it out. I'm like, he's like, "I can't think of you." I'm like, "Well, like, maybe you'll think about it." But I laughed and I said, "Have a good day."
Yeah.
Come back the next day.
He remembered it.
He remembered. He's like, "Jason, you're Jason." I'm like, he's like, "My mom told me we watched the movie last night. Oh my God." He's like, "Have a great time. Enjoy it." And he still believed it. I couldn't. I'm like, okay. I didn't want to crush his dreams that he met a celebrity, because I'm no celebrity. Yeah. But to this day, I missed an opportunity, because I probably could have got him to give us a cabana or something, right? Some private cabana and bottle service.
Some Cristal coming your way.
I had experience here at Melrose a couple years ago. With Rod, and a guy comes in, looks at me, and said, "Oh, Coach, I wish you were here. I really miss you, Coach Miller." He thought it was Ken Miller.
Ken,
I can
Ken
see it.
Ken watches every day. Hey?
Can you see it, Clark?
Oh yeah.
There you go, Ken Miller lookalike. So it's a day of the stars. So the Rod Peterson Show with Jason Sudeikis, Ken Miller, and Steve Mariucci this morning. Yeah. As we've got breaking news. Can I ring the bell?
Ring the bell.
Is that allowed? I haven't rung it yet. All right. The Toronto Argonauts are apparently hosting Willie Jefferson today. This according to TSN's Dave Naylor on Twitter. Hearing that free agent defensive end Willie Jefferson is visiting the Toronto Argonauts today and tomorrow. Buzz around the CFL all week has been that Toronto is going hard after the reigning CFL's most outstanding defensive player. So getting a tour, going to see the facility.
Boy, you can sure help them.
Hey, he's going to meet with Ryan Dinwiddie, I'm sure, and the group in Toronto. So
could sure help them.
We don't have a name for it. It's not Willie Watch, but Willie Watch is on. We got to come up with a name for this. Are we owning Willie Watch? Okay, I don't know.
Will he be the highest paid lineman in the CFL?
He'll be the highest paid defensive player in the CFL. Will he not?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Or you
no,
would
I
think
said
so.
I would think
yeah,
so. Yeah,
I mean, can't imagine
the highest paid player last year, of course, was Johnson, 250.
Yeah.
Right here. But so, it'll be interesting to see what Jefferson winds up doing.
Oh, critical.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's a big loss
Clark
for Winnipeg,
just
right?
says, Johnson and Willie Watch? Question?
Oh, God.
No. We're not going there. Well, we already are there. I don't know.
No.
Is Jeff Reinbold ready yet? We're going to have Jeff Reinbold ready soon for an update on from Super Bowl. Want to hear all about Super Bowl week in beautiful Miami. Looked like a blast. That's going to be a lot of fun to catch up with Jeff. But we haven't had you guys on. Especially you, John, since the Super Bowl. Did you watch it? You weren't at Ballers with
sure
us.
Did. Sure
Where
did.
Were you watching?
At home.
Okay.
I had Tom Shepard with
me. And?
What did you and Tom think of the game? It was a great game. Terrific game. Yeah, really, really. So, great bodies there, eh?
Yeah.
The Jets and the 49ers and the Chiefs and Lopez, eh? it was a great football game. I thought really good. Very exciting. I give the Kansas City Chiefs great credit for coming through in the back. Like 7 minutes and 60 seconds, 15 seconds left, and they're down 10 points, and they come back in the Super Bowl, get the two touchdowns, go on and win. I mean, and the kid, the quarterback, is just fantastic.
He's unreal.
Yeah.
He really is.
Mahomes?
Yeah, Mahomes is just unreal. And they have speedy receivers, too, eh? That can just
they got weapons galore.
Oh, have they ever. They're going to be great for the years to come. I mean, he's only 24 years old.
Yeah.
Then I watched the parade yesterday, and that was interesting, too.
There was lots going on in the parade.
Oh, was there ever?
We had police getting involved. We had a guy running into the parking meter trying to catch a football.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
And people hanging in the trees all over the place.
Wild. Well, when it doesn't happen in 50 years you got to hang loose a little bit. You got to let it out.
That's right. Yeah.
They know in Winnipeg what's going on.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
But that
they
crowd
just did
went,
it.
Crowd went crazy yesterday. They had their parkas on and scarves. I couldn't get over the trees there. No leaves there. Looked like it was Winnipeg or Edmonton. It could have been.
Right?
Looking at that site, you know?
Yeah. pretty cool.
Yeah.
Really great for that fan base. Again, yeah. 50 years since they've been to the Super Bowl. And we all love
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid and that story. And you would, Craig. I mean, being around football people your whole life as you have been.
It kind of reminds me of Brendan. Brendan was at the Grey Cup so many times and lost, and then all of a sudden he won in 2013. It was the same type of thing. I was so happy for Brendan. Same with Andy Reid. Andy has, you know, just unbelievable with regards to how many wins he's done, you know, done, and he's had guys on his staff that have gone on to be head coaches. Just fantastic. It was just so happy. Kansas City, you know, it's a great organization. They could have been there last year.
Mm-hmm.
They had one foot was over and the interception, they were going.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's too bad.
But they're going to be spectacular, I think, that team for years.
Well, you know the deal. It's always hard to win.
Yeah.
And so many things can happen. Like penalties and turnovers and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, if you stay healthy, you know, they got a shot.
Well, when we talked about that, I mean, you look at St. Louis, right? You say they're going to be there for years to come. You assumed that was going to be the case with the Rams again, that they'd be right back in the mix.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's not. And, you know, it makes me want to ask about Jimmy Garoppolo, who's not that young. No. He's not in the 24-year-old age group.
No.
But we talk about this with Jared Goff, young quarterbacks making it to Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes, youngest MVP for a quarterback. Dan Marino made it pretty early. And then he never got back.
Never got back.
So for Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers, what did you... I said it a lot in this program that he just never had instilled any confidence in me.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I picked the Chiefs, too. I just didn't believe in Jimmy when it was down. I wasn't fearful that he was going to win the game. Now, the team is good.
Yeah.
And they got weapons and Kittle and in the Mostart and their defense, I mean, is out of this world. Yeah. But do you have confidence that Jimmy Garoppolo can get the 49ers back?
No, I don't. I really thought he played well towards the end of the season. Really well towards the end of the season, but I was really disappointed with the performance in that
Super
Bowl.
Before the game, I thought, you know, that Jimmy could be the guy to do some things in the game that was going to help them win. And he did some things at the end, you know, in the last 7 minutes that just didn't help him win.
No, sure didn't.
But, you know the deal. You live and learn, right? And, you know, he definitely has some skills. He's won a lot of games, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
He learned a lot about quarterbacking, being behind Tom Brady for so long.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I guess didn't quite learn how to get over the hump in the Super Bowl. But you got to learn that on your own.
Yeah.
Clark, can we pull up Devin's comment? Just because he mentioned the Titans. Devin's watching. He says, good morning from Burns Lake, BC. Usually it's been a trend of beating the champs to be the Super Bowl champ, but the Titans felt like making a mess. Not sure what you mean by that. This year's game was a classic. Do you just mean that, you know, knocking off the Patriots, knocking off the Baltimore Ravens? I would assume that's what he means, that we made a mess of it, and you didn't have to knock off the champs to win the Super Bowl if you're Kansas City.
But how about that
this year?
How about that Titans run though? I mean, that's incredible what they did, knocking off those two fantastic teams. And then they were up 10 on Kansas City, you know. So, I mean, that's a good future right there.
Well, that leads right into Jason's comment. Jason Bysick is watching, and he says, rumor is Brady to Vegas if he leaves the Patriots. And he says, do you guys think there's any way in the world he leaves New England? Well, there's a handicap out. Vegas has put out the odds on where Tom Brady will go. I don't have them in front of me. Because I wasn't anticipating we'd get into this today. Mm-hmm. But Vegas is near the top of that list. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, John Gruden, that team's got some weapons.
John Gruden and Tom Brady together, will that work out?
They've got a young offensive line. You know what?
Oh, I think so.
You look at two of the guys who are probably the most dedicated to their craft. It's long been known at what Tom Brady puts in.
Yep.
And it's often shown what John Gruden does. Right. His 13, 14, 15-hour days.
Yeah. Bob Ackles, who was I worked with, he used to say about Gruden, he said, I love that kid. This, you know, he would be in there at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and he would get out of there at midnight. And, you know, how the hell do you do that? Some guys don't need sleep, but that's Gruden. That's the way Gruden was. You know?
Now, you hear the Patriots are prepared to pay Brady $30 million per year on a three-year contract.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm a guy, you never say never.
No.
So, I mean, there's certainly a possibility that he could go,
But why would you, though?
Wouldn't you want to stay?
Of course you would.
You know, wouldn't you want to stay in New England?
Six Super Bowls you won, win one more, and it's an all-time record. It would be the winningest team in the history of the football.
Get a few weapons for him. And, yeah.
He needed receivers, simple as that.
Yeah.
Okay, here are the odds for signing. This is, who is this according to? The Carolina Panthers are 6-1 odds. Wow. Los Angeles Chargers are 6-1 odds. The Cleveland Browns at 11-2 odds. They put them at the top. I don't know that that's, I had never seen Cleveland anywhere near the top of potential landing spots.
No.
The Raiders are up there at 6-1. They've got the Cowboys at 7-1 odds to sign him. I wouldn't put my money on Dallas. They're going to lock up Dak with a franchise tag.
Sure they are.
Yeah.
But the names that have come up to me, Indianapolis.
Oh, Indianapolis would love them.
Vegas, the Chargers, the L.A. Chargers. Carolina's on that list, but I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They're going through a little bit of a organizational structure change.
How about Denver? Denver there?
Denver's at 12-1 odds. Chicago's even on the list at 16-1. Miami. But Tennessee was on that list as well. The Titans. They're not on the one in front of me, but they were 10-1 odds to sign him. It all depends what happens with Ryan Tannehill. Right? Yeah. It all comes down to Ryan Tannehill because he's done enough to prove that he deserves a little bit of a raise or a little bit of commitment from the Titans.
Played well down the road.
He played really well down the road. But he's a free agent too.
Yeah.
And if he commands too much money or too much term, then I can see maybe an opening for Brady. Because as it was mentioned, and I saw this yesterday on a report, Tennessee's kind of building a New England of the South with their organizational culture, now with Vrabel.
Yeah. Oh, Vrabel,
he's the first guy who's been able to leave that Belichick staff
and
really be able to build something.
Yeah, that's right. They'd be successful. That's right.
How old is Tannehill?
Tannehill, I believe, is 29.
Yes, he's still got.
He's either 29 or 30.
The change in teams from Miami to Tennessee was unbelievable what it did for him.
Yeah, big time.
Incredible.
But that's a big part of it. Yeah. A lot of it is just situation, right? And getting in the right situation to be able to have success. Ryan Tannehill is 31.
31,
huh? Okay, so he's 31. He'll be 32 in the summer.
Okay.
So he'll be 32 next season. So a little bit of time left.
They still would probably need to get what about Mariota? What do you figure about him?
Can't do it anymore. I don't know. It's funny.
Do you think they should move on?
Definitely, don't you?
Marcus Mariota, for me, he's everything you want in a quarterback. Yeah. I mean, he's wonderful human. He's great in the community. He's gifted athletically. He's got all the tools.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been able to adapt.
Oh.
Doesn't sit in the pocket long enough. You know, he rushes his decisions a little bit too long.
Yeah.
And he's just been prone to a little bit of injury situation.
Yeah.
He's been injury prone.
So they should move on. They should possibly draft a guy and keep him in behind Tannehill.
I think if Ryan Tannehill comes back, then you're going to try and bring somebody young in, and I think you're done with Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
I think if you bring in a guy like Tom Brady, if he's coming in for 2, 3, 4 years, probably not that long, but if he's coming in, I'm okay keeping Mariota around because he's still young.
Yeah.
And if he can learn a little bit about how to be a pro from a guy like Brady, then he just might be ready to get the reins back.
Yeah.
So I'd invest in Marcus Mariota if you had a guy like Tom Brady around to teach him. All right, let's shift back to the CFL for a moment ahead of Jeff Reinbold, who's going to join us. And before we go to break, all right, we'll go to a break before we go to Jeff Reinbold. We've got news. The Matt Nichols deal in Toronto is official. It's done. Matt Nichols has signed with the Toronto Argonauts, and Farhan Lalji at TSN has the deal at $350,000 in hard money, up to $560,000 with incentives. He made $450,000 with the Bombers last season, and clearly he is being paid as an Argos starter, that according to Farhan Lalji. So one thing's for sure, McLeod Bethel Thompson will be fired up to compete because you know he's going to want to compete for that starting job.
Yeah.
But
and he had a pretty good year last year.
He did.
McLeod Bethel
Thompson. All those 400-yard games he had was fun to watch.
He's a confident young man.
All right.
That's what you want, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Confidence in the position. And Matt Nichols has his money in his home in Toronto. And maybe Willie Jefferson is next. We'll find out. We got more to come here on a Football Friday here from the Bunker on the Rod Peterson Show, watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back here to the Rod Peterson Show on this Football Friday. I'm Darren DuPont. Rod is in Saskatoon. He's getting ready to be on stage tonight at the Kinsmen Sports Celebrity Dinner with all the NHL goaltenders, Martin Brodeur and Ed Belfour among them. That's going to be fun. So we got you here till the top of the hour with Craig Smith and John Frenzy Lynch. And I believe we're ready to go out on the video chat, Clark. Or do we got a minute? All right. In 1 minute, we'll get out to Jeff Reinbold, and we'll talk Super Bowl and a few other things happening across football. But guys, the XFL is getting set to start this weekend. That's our poll question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Will you be watching the XFL this weekend? I know I'll be watching. You guys are going to be tuned in?
Yep. Yeah.
Of course you guys are.
For how
are.
Long is the
Football
question?
Football guys. Yeah, for how long? Well, on Twitter, 62.7% of respondents say no, they won't be watching, while 37.3% say yes, they will be watching.
I can understand that. You know, I mean, fans are fans. And, you know, I don't think it's like a high-profile league. A guy like me, a guy like whoever are in personnel, I think it. I think it's pretty interesting to watch some of those guys because you never know what you're gonna get from that league.
Yeah.
And you know, so you know, for me, it's a no-brainer. But you know, I can understand fans not really caring about it. There's, you know, it's not like your team's playing, and you know, so understandable.
We go to the video chat now and join Jeff Reinbold, who is with us here this morning on the program. Good morning, Jeff. Where do we find you today?
I am at the public hockey rink in Gravenhurst, Ontario. It don't get no more Canadian than this.
Buddy. Whoa. What's going on at the rink today?
And not too much. They had a free skate just a minute ago. I'm looking for the next Bobby Orr up here. I think I just might find him.
There you go. You're scouting, which is awesome. Are you going to be watching, though, tomorrow? It's our poll question today. TSN actually has the rights now in Canada. I got to look up the names here. But tomorrow at 2 o'clock Eastern, it will be the Seattle Dragons and the DC Defenders. So what a matchup that is. Are you going to be tuned in, Jeff, to the XFL?
Not to that one, but I will watch the Houston Roughnecks because June Jones and a bunch of guys that I've worked with in the past are down there. Plus, we've got a number of played for us in Hamilton that are on that team. So, look, I'm looking forward to see those guys play. I think it's going to be good. I think the level of football is going to surprise people, and I think that when you get a look at the fact of the matter is there's so many more kids that can play that than do play in the National Football League. And so this is another opportunity to keep guys playing and keep coaches coaching and giving fans football in the spring. I think it's a great thing.
What are you most looking forward to in terms of the way this game's going to be played? Because it's a little bit different. After touchdowns, which are still worth 6 points, that hasn't changed, but you get the opportunity to go for one, two, or three with no kicking plays. They're going to speed up the game, too. The clock's going to keep running outside of 2 minutes when the ball goes out of bounds. So they're talking that games could be done as quick as 2.5 hours, which would be unprecedented for football. Among some other changes, the shootout format in overtime, where you're going to get 5 plays, and it's almost going to be like hockey, where you'll scream out the offense and defense, and then the other teams, you'll switch, and you'll go play for play. What are you most looking forward to out of all of these different changes?
Well, I'm actually anxious to see the fans' reaction to the kicking game rules that are much more like our rules in Canada. You know, Oliver Luck, who's the commissioner of the league, was our commissioner and our general manager when I was in NFL Europe. And I talked to him at the Super Bowl, and they're really excited about the no fair catch rule that they have. And they're actually taking the rules to another level. And I think it's going to be fun to watch people see how exciting the kicking game can be when they're not just every second punt's a fair catch and every 68% of the kickoffs go through the end zone. So I think that's going to get people excited about football again.
How do you think Canadians are going to be affected by this, or the Canadian teams by this league?
Well, I think it's good, and it's another talent pool. These kids will come out again, and their contracts they sign. So if they don't go to the NFL, there'll be another group of players that'll be battle-tested and in shape at the end of April, right before our training camp. So a team that may have a need at a position like tackle, let's say offensive tackle, and Smitty will tell you the hardest things to find are quarterbacks and offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. So again, this is another pool of talent that may be available to our teams getting ready for the season.
Cardale Jones, the starting quarterback for the DC Defenders when they take on Seattle tomorrow afternoon. So it'll be fun to watch him, the Ohio State star. He's a physical specimen. I know Rod's team is Tampa. He's picking Tampa, but similar reasons to you, Jeff. I mean, Mark Trestman's the head coach. Jamie Elizondo's the offensive coordinator. Jerry Glanville's the defensive coordinator. So some familiarity, breeds that attachment, right?
Yeah, and I think there's an awful lot of these guys that are head coaches in this league that are, proven commodities. You know, Kevin Gilbride was a CFL coach for a number of years. He coached in Ottawa, then went down to the NFL and was a coordinator all over the place in the NFL. Pep Hamilton's been a coordinator in the NFL. Stoops in Dallas is obviously a name. You've got as well-established coaches in the league, and I think that's good for the league, and it's also good for the brand of ball that we're going to see out of these guys. It really will be interesting because they basically followed the NFL Europe format where they all had training camp in the same spot. They had numerous interactions, no preseason scrimmages, but really numerous interactions with one another. So I think these teams will come ready to play good football when they tee it up tomorrow.
All right. This is the first chance we've had to speak with you since the Super Bowl. What did you think of the big game? You've had some time to digest now. Oh, we lost him. All right. Hopefully we'll get Jeff back. Had a couple more for him. But yeah, really looking forward to seeing, it's funny that XFL question. Do we got him back? Yeah. Jeff, we got you back? Okay. We lost you there for
sorry,
a second,
guys.
But I wanted your thoughts on the Super Bowl and the Chiefs win over the 49ers.
Well, I know when we got together last week, you know, the thing I said was I thought that the Chiefs would win because of the quarterback play. And when you get in a close, evenly matched, you know, the saw off always becomes the guy that handles the ball every play of the game. And certainly there was a huge advantage, and it played out that way in terms of Patrick Mahomes versus Jimmy Garoppolo. I was really curious about a couple of the things that Shanahan did, you know, not taking time out right at the end of the half and giving himself aggressive in a 10-10 game. And then, you know, he got into 7 minutes with a two-score advantage and decided to throw the ball on second and five and then eventually stopped the clock twice for the Chiefs. So those are things that will be discussed, I'm sure, through the season. But it was a great football game, typical NFL spectacle. Halftime show was outstanding. Just, you know, again, what we do in the NFL all the time, just really, really well-marketed football.
Yeah, and that's a you talked about the end of the half, and that's what championship teams do. And I saw it as a Titans fan when Kansas City played. You get the ball late in the half, you score, and they get the ball right back, and the game's over. And San Francisco, you know, if they score at the end of the half, get the ball back to start the third quarter, it's a completely different football game.
You know, you're exactly right. We call that win in the middle eight, the 4 minutes of the first half and the first 4 minutes of the second half. If you can, that's why you defer when you win the toss, so that you can get the ball at the end of the. To start the second half, and you want to win that middle eight. If you can win the middle eight, you typically are going to win the football game. And it was really interesting that Shanahan, as aggressive as he is, and you know, with the kind of field position that they were going to get, that he didn't, you know, play that thing more aggressively.
We're in this negotiation window heading into free agency. One of the guys on Rod's free agent list, and Smitty, you wanted to ask him about Frank Williams, right?
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, Craig Smith. Hey, what do you think about the possibility of Frankie getting an NFL contract? He's such a dynamic returner. Did on punt and kickoffs. He did well on defense. You know, a heck of a player. Obviously, you'd like to have him back, but you know, you've worked with him very, very closely. What do you think about him possibly getting an NFL contract?
Well, Smitty, he went down and worked out, not a great workout, but a good, solid workout, and he's working out for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I think they'll probably be more. The thing with him is what I've tried to sell the.
And we lost him again. All right. I think we'll let Jeff go about his day. Unless he wants to dial back in, you can let me know. Okay, Clark? Prairie Mobile text line is still open for a little bit here. 306-840-8777. Irene's watching. She says, thanks. She says, Dupes, you can buy me lunch at Wendell's. I'm buying everybody lunch. We're going to be back in there. Okay, we got Jeff one more time. All right, Jeff. We'll get you to finish up on Frankie Williams here, and then we'll let you go.
Yeah, I just really Frankie brings so much to your football team. He's a great kid. He can play nickel or dime. He can play inside. You know, that nickel corner is a tough place to play in the NFL. But then the return to your team, it's like an extra roster spot. It wasn't in pro today, whether it's the NFL or the NFL, it's the Rock's ability are really guys to football, and I think Frankie can do that.
Yeah, no, that's good. All right, Jeff, appreciate this. All the best. Enjoy the hockey rink and the weekend. And next time we have you on with Rod, we want to hear some Super Bowl stories. So we'll be asking you all about Miami. It looked like it was a blast.
I got a ton, and you know what, Dupes? Where are we going for lunch?
Wendell Clark's. When you're down here, we'll take you to Wendell's, the fish and chips.
All right, I'm on.
Okay, we'll look forward to that, seeing you when you come through town. Jeff Reinbold joining us on the video chat. So I'm looking forward to hearing those stories. The reason I didn't ask him, the video chat, if it's not clear, I don't want to miss those stories from Miami.
Right.
We can't miss them with Ric Flair.
He's got some great ones,
and Rob Ryan. Yeah. I mean, it looked outstanding on his Twitter feed. So I want to make sure we have a solid connection for those stories.
Yeah, you know what? Jeff's such a great guy and such a great coach, and he's been around. He's been all over the place, and you know, to hear some stories from him would be just outstanding.
He was 1 year the coach of the Bombers, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yes, I thought.
Yeah, with Pow Pow.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Pow Pow, yeah.
Brady writes in the Prairie Mobile text line, hey, Darren, it's Brady. Did you see the beautiful save that Carey Price made last night? Stacked the pads. It was a thing of beauty. I did see that in the highlights. Carey Price still on, despite Montreal struggling, he's still on people's radar as a potential goaltender for Team Canada if they decide to go to the Olympics. Metal Shingle Guy writes in, well, if the Riders aren't going after Willie, I hope he goes to the Argos. Eastern Conference is a good place for him. Yeah, he is. That's good. And he says, Winnipeg can start the drought over again. I think that's when we were talking about the Chiefs in the 50 years.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right, that's from Metal Shingle Guy. The Prairie Mobile text line is open for one more segment, 306-840-8777. Guys, this is it for our time together. We got Leah and Graham standing by. They're going to come in for overtime. We're going to talk some hockey. But, yeah, big plans for the weekend. What are you guys getting up to?
Watching football.
Watching XFL.
Watching some football.
Good.
And possibly some hockey as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Appreciate this today, guys.
Great job.
It's been great.
All right. Yep. Craig Smith and John Lynch joining us today on a Football Friday. Overtime for Emerald Water is next. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. We have a massive inventory of all make, all models pre-owned inventory, and you gotta see it to believe it. Trade up on this pre-owned 2018 Volkswagen Golf all-wheel drive for only $19,999 plus tax. Or get into this loaded pre-owned 2018 Ford Explorer all-wheel drive for only $32,999 plus tax. It's time to trade and upgrade at Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause, Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, welcome back. Overtime here on the Rod Peterson Show as we welcome you back on this Football Friday. And want to thank our guests today, John Frenzy and Craig Smith. John Lynch and Craig Smith joining us here today on a Football Friday. Chris O'Leary, the managing editor and senior writer at CFL.ca. Thank you for him back in hour one. That was a great update heading into free agency. So if you missed it, hour one of the podcast, rodpeterson.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcast, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and the rest. Gord Randall joining us from Crown Gridiron Nation on TSN. A great update on the amateur game. And Jeff Reinbold, our Super Bowl correspondent, joining us from the hockey rink of all places in Ontario just a little while ago. And great pleasure to welcome in a couple of guests here for the overtime segment, Leah Bernard and Graham Crosby. Graham, we know your brother, Ian.
Yes.
We were just talking about this in the commercial break. As you know, he's the sponsor with Sask Snow Beef of our WHL Prospect feed. And you were asking about the steaks, and I tried them. He brought them in for us as the gift, and they were so good just before Christmas. I pan-fried mine. But they were so good that I'm like, I got to take these home for Christmas. And I go to Local and Fresh, and the freezer is empty. There's nothing in there except a roast. And I was like, okay, I could get that. But I'm like, I want the steaks. Yep. They're so good.
It's very good. Yeah,
so good. So we got to get back to Local and Fresh and get some more. But you guys are in here for a different reason. You can see the jerseys on the P. Is it the Pence Wildcats?
This was the Pence Panthers back in the day.
Pence Panthers. That makes sense with the alliteration. But Craft Hockeyville is coming up, and you guys are involved. You guys have a bid in place. Where are things at right now with Pence and your bid?
I would say they're in a great spot. So the way the contest works is you register and you get a page on the Hockeyville account, and you earn points by uploading stories and pictures and leaving notes and liking all of this content on there as well. 3 days ago, we had 396 entries on that website, and now we're up to over 850 just in the last couple of days here. So
entries on yours or community entries? Like different communities, like that many different communities?
No, that's just,
or just on your page.
On our page.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so we've gone up over almost 500 in just the last 3 days here. So
stories, photos. Wow, that's incredible. 2 days, I'm on the site right now. 2 days, 10 hours and 57 minutes until nominations close. Mm-hmm. That's for communities to get involved and to put their entry forward? Or is that for people to upload stories and things like that?
To upload the stories and the notes and the photos and everything like that, you bet you have until Sunday.
So where can I go to find it?
Go ahead. Well, it's going to say it's a little bit easy, a little bit complicated. Okay. Go in and just type in Saskatchewan is where you have to search first. And then your location is Pence Arena.
Okay.
That is a little bit. And then you kind of go in and then you will see everything that our community and our supporters have done for us.
Very cool.
It's all in there.
Very cool. That's exciting. So $250,000 mm-hmm. and an NHL game in Pence. How awesome would that be?
It'd be fantastic.
It'd be unreal.
We got to install a couple of media suites or what are we going to do? I've been in the arena. It's awesome. That would be really, really cool. So $250,000. What would that do to the community?
It'd be incredible. So our rink is 30 years old. It's in a great spot, but there's some infrastructure that needs to be upgraded. The brine piping system that's underneath the ice needs to be replaced before something goes. So we've got some estimates that it would cost about $300,000 to get that done. In the last 5 months, we've raised $58,000 to put towards that.
Wow.
So we're in a good spot. We had a sports dinner in November. We had Bob Poley and Roger Aldag out for that. It was great. We're doing a Chase the Ace thing at the rink every Friday night, too. But if we got this Hockeyville thing, we'd get that $250,000, and we'd get there in a year, which would be great.
Wow. That would be very, very cool. So in, 2.5 days, when the nominations close, then what's next? What's the process from there?
It's about, I want to say a month. I can't remember the exact date in March. There's a whole panel of judges from NHL, PA that go in, craft themselves, and they do a whole bunch of the judging. Take a look at the stories, read through everything, take a look at our photos, how many people have reacted, and make their, I guess, nomination for the top four. And then it goes, from what I'm familiar with, a voting.
Yeah, so if we made it to the top four, then there'd be a national vote at the end of March.
Okay.
And the winner of that would be Craft Hockeyville.
So from now until the end of March, they will be evaluating. And you guys are sitting there hoping you get into the top four.
Yes.
That's very cool. So hockey, crafthockeyville.ca is the website. Search for Pence, the community in Saskatchewan, and you'll be able to upload your stories, upload your photos.
Correct. And if you don't have a story or a photo, you can still help us out. You can still register an account and like and react to these things that have been posted. We get points for all of that.
Wow.
So we're asking the whole province to get behind our bid. No one from Saskatchewan has ever won this contest, if you can believe it.
I can't.
So, yeah, it's pretty incredible. So we're hoping to become the first to win this from Saskatchewan.
I'm just searching it right now. It's super easy. It says, find my arena. Here we go, Pence Arena. Yeah. There's also the Village of Pence. I can select on either one. Which one do I want?
Yeah. You want to do the Pence Arena.
We're not quite sure why there's a Village of Pence page.
Holy smokes, you guys
so
have
ignore
content.
That.
There is content on here galore.
You bet.
There's a lot of great stuff up there. There's pictures from the old rink. We had our old arena burned down in 1989, actually, so the community fundraised a lot back then to get the new rink built.
Yeah.
But there's some really cool pics of the old teams in the old rink in there as well.
I'm liking photos now, so I'm on. Perfect.
Thank you. Yeah,
we're going through it.
Appreciate it.
Liking some photos, so that's really cool. If people want to get involved, say somebody wants to make a donation, what's the best way that somebody could get involved to help you guys out? Besides liking and sharing everything on the page,
You know what? Just honestly, you can call the rink. Good old telephone kind of thing. We do have an email address. We've got Facebook accounts. We have board members of 10 people. We're all around there, and just reach out to any of us. We're all on social media quite heavy these days, I find. So
perfect.
We have a Pence for Craft Hockeyville 2020 Facebook page as well.
Okay.
So you can follow us there to keep up to date with where we're at on our bid, and you could send us a message there too if you'd like to.
That's very cool. The guys have it up on Facebook, and if you're watching the show, it was just on the screen, crafthockeyville.ca/community/Pence Arena, and that will get you there. And the Facebook page is Pence Hockeyville 2020, and the Facebook viewers can see that on the screen now. So anything else you guys want to add leading up to this?
No, thanks for having us out and helping us spread the
word. Go to the website, vote, like photos, add
your
content, and help you guys get in there.
That'd be great.
Very cool. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. And a big thanks to everybody else who joined us here on a Football Friday, and for you for watching and listening. Rod will be back in on Monday morning, but for now, I'm going to meet him in Saskatoon for the Kinsman Sports Celebrity Dinner. So thanks for watching, and the overtime segment here for Emerald Water. Clark, am I missing any business today?
No, I think you're killing it.
You think we're good? All right. Pardon me? Yeah, sure. Let's do next week. We'll update you on what's coming up next week. We know Wendell Clark is coming up on Tuesday, so that's pretty exciting. He's on the program, as I can see Clark here on my prompter starting to type things up. On Monday, we'll have CFL blogger, Calgary podcaster Ryan Ballantyne will join us. Malik Boynton of the Blue Bombers is with us. Corey Banks of BC Lions fame joins us on Monday. On Tuesday, of course, Wendell Clark will join us on the program. CFL free agency opens on Tuesday, so we'll have our free agency special. And Pats legend Frank Kovacs joins us on Tuesday. So that gets us fired up for the week. And later on, we've got Winnipeg Ice GM Matt Cockle, among others, and the Silver Fox Kelly Rumpel. I think that's good, Clark. We got everybody lined up here, as I can see him continuing to type across the screen. So a little teaser for next week. Until then, enjoy the weekend, and thanks for watching The Rod Peterson Show. I'm not throwing the pen on Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.